What if fine-tuning has to exist? The reliance on randomness in so many current theories feels intuitively suspect when we consider the beauty and complexity of creation. Why was physics persuaded to go down this road? Despite the fact that design is an abhorrent word to cosmologists, it's very hard to look at fine-tuning without suspecting hidden patterns. And once this happens, you're forced to ask where these patterns came from, if everything is supposedly random. In the last century, Eddington and Paul Dirac, a physicist, first noticed that certain coincidences in dimensionless ratios can be found. That is, instead of applying only to very large dimensions or very small ones, these ratios link microscopic with macroscopic quantities. For example, the ratio of the electric force to gravitational force, presumably a constant, is a large number. Electric force is to gravitational force equals E over G is approximately 10 to the 40th. While the ratio of the observable size of the universe, which is presumably changing, to the size of an elementary particle is also a large number, surprisingly close to the first number. Size universe is to elementary particle equals U over EP is approximately 10 to the 40th. It is hard to imagine that two very large and unrelated numbers would turn out to be so close to each other. Dirac argued that these fundamental numbers must be related. The essential problem is that the size of the universe is changing as the cosmos expands, while the first relationship is presumably unchanging, since it involves two supposed constants. To make this less abstract, imagine that you were born 3 miles from your best friend. All your life you remain best friends, a constant, and whenever you move to a new house, so does your friend, and always the two houses are 3 miles apart. Moving from house to house is the changing part. In the human world, your friend can decide, for some strange reason, that the distance between you must be 3 miles. But how does nature decide to match the relationships Dirac discovered? Dirac's large number hypothesis was a mathematical attempt to link ratios in such a way that they aren't coincidental. But wasn't the anthropic principle accomplishing the same thing? It didn't use advanced mathematics, but instead, a chain of logic that can be intuitively grasped. A Martian landing at Yankee Stadium wouldn't have much chance of grasping the rules of baseball just by watching the game, but could infer that all the players had a connection, the rules of the game, that guided every move. If you don't know the rules, watching a batter bunt instead of taking a full swing looks random, as do many other actions, like whether a runner tries to steal a base or not. The anthropic principle tries to make a similar point. Even if we, like a visiting Martian, can't figure out the rules by examining the universe directly, its precise movements tell us that some connection must be guiding the game. The anthropic principle holds a special fascination for the two authors of the audiobook you are listening to, because it is a step toward the possibility of a human universe. However, there is a troubling flaw that dampens our enthusiasm. Namely, coincidences aren't science. Even the most remote coincidence isn't science. On rare occasions, for example, two people meet on the street or at a party who look almost identical. Or a person may look so similar to Elvis Presley that he works as an Elvis impersonator. The coincidence is striking. But it is false logic to claim that there must be a deeper reason for why it exists. If you think about it, the anthropic principle just states the obvious. We are here because the conditions were right for getting us here. There is no explanatory power in that sentence. It's a little like saying, airplanes fly because they can lift off the ground. Even so, nothing in current physics offers an explanation that overrides the anthropic principle. One way to deal with the flaws of the anthropic principle is to counter that the constants have shifted as the universe evolved. and are still shifting. But that's a queasy possibility. It's more comforting to believe in timeless constants, which will never rock the boat. You can take the gravitational constant and the speed of light, c, in the formula E equals mc squared, to the bank. But their stability could be an illusion, and illusion isn't a comforting word. If you get rid of fixed constants, how does one live? How does one get to work or fight an infection with antibiotics or balance a checkbook unless we embrace illusions? The answer is that we live better. Timeless constants don't have to be chucked out the window. We only need to see through them, realizing that in a participatory universe, human beings have a higher status than numbers, however advanced the mathematics. In a human universe, the constants shift to accommodate us, not the other way around. That's a huge claim, we know. Right now, we're building a case for it, and the present order of business is to show that even the best answers in current physics have insurmountable problems unless we change our worldview.